Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. So all week we've been talking about various things about manifesting, because I get into manifesting a lot, you know, background in the law of attraction, doing psychic work, but it's about manifesting, isn't it? Because people want stuff, don't they? You all want something, right, in life, don't you? I guess. But gonna have a caller, but let me kind of set up the show a little bit. We're gonna talk about ways of manifesting, ways of creating what you want in your life. We get into the how part, but the how, you know, okay, let me back up a little bit, and I'll take the call in a couple minutes after I set this up. But there's different ways of approaching getting what you want in your life. From my experience and going way back, there's the business scientific approach to it, which is good. I mean, not being critical of it. And then there's more of the spiritual law of attraction, relying on the universe, God, source, whatever you call it. But there's kind of a mixing of both of those together at some point. And from my study of the business aspect of it, the key ingredient in all that, where the two mix together, is once you know what you want, and once you kind of have a problem that you need to solve, like whatever it is, a new place to live, a new job, and you're doing what you need to do to lay the groundwork to create whatever that is, right? You've done all your homework. You've done all the initial steps that you can do. Now you're at, okay, how's it going to happen? And in both scenarios, it's time to let it go. And let either your internal genius come to a response to it, synchronicity to happen in your life, that somebody calls you and says, you need to do that. Or from a more spiritual place, you open up and attune yourself to the guidance and direction of source energy to get what you want. They will show you how. But everything else leads up to that point of being showed what you have. Now, I do believe that from a psychic point of view, doing that from doing the years and 25 years of doing that, it really has a lot to do, you have a lot to do with buying in with what you've been told. If somebody tells you something's going to happen, or this is available, or it's going to flow into your life, it happening as it's being told has a lot more to do with you than them. It's this responsibility falls back on the person who's asking. And I'll get more into that. And I'll let my spirit guides talk about that in a minute. And then we'll get into some articles about visualization, visualizing what you want. And there's this one key article that I got from Lifehack that not so much about visualization, but about the mindset. All right, what kind of mindset do you have? Okay, picking the right mindset. There's two different sets of mindsets, two different types of mindsets. The growth mindset. Oh, where's the other one? The fixed mindset. Fixed or growth, which one do you have? And we'll talk more about that in a minute. Which mindset do you have, the fixed mindset or the growth mindset? Okay. And I'll describe that in a little bit more detail. Let me take a call. You know where we're going with this. I always try to tell people, you know where we're going with this. It's about what you've already created. The universe is just responding to the rest of you. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Sheila.
Sheila. So what do you want, Sheila? Let me qualify that. You can have everything you want as long as you have the capabilities of handling it. Oh, and let me explain myself. Let's say you want a new house, right? Somebody Okay, let me kill that. Let's say you want a new house, right? And your budget is a house that's $500,000. I don't know what your area is. In this area, it's a moderate house, not a big house. But you fall in love with a house that's $1.3 million. So see where the problem is? It's outside your budget. So you can have everything you want that you're capable of handling. You may want the $1.3 million unless some miracle happens and somebody drops $1 million in your lap. You can't afford it. Your budget, that would stretch your budget too thin, most likely. So that's the premise of you can have anything you want which you're capable of handling, right?
Right.
Or the other one is, let's say you want a car, a brand new car, and your budget is $30,000, and somebody offers you for a pretty good deal a race car. Well, you don't want the race car. You can't handle the race car. What are you going to do with a race car? It's a good deal, but it's not something that it's beyond what you can handle, right? Okay, so what's going on with you today? Enough of that. What's going on with you? Do you have a question? You have a thought? You have something that you want?
I was waiting for the music to finish.
I had to turn that off.
Yes, I was inquiring about my love life.
What about it? What do you want?
Well, what can you tell me?
I'm not going to predict anything here. I'm going to ask you what you want, because this show is about not so much about when things are going to happen, because I truly believe, and this show is based around the idea that whatever you want, you can have. Okay? And the universe will provide it. You have to be in line with it. Now, I'll tell you so what's the question about a love life, though? Seriously, what is the question? What do you want?
Well, do you see anyone coming in my love life?
Well, the universe would say to you, absolutely, 100%. 100%. Now, here's where a lot of people get tripped up. They say, well, it hasn't happened. You know, I've had bad experiences, you know, blah, blah, blah. People have been telling me that for a while. And so here's the problem, because the universe will always provide your God or source or whatever you call it, will provide it for you. And I'm going back to what I really, truly believe on this subject from doing this for a long time, that you have to buy into that concept that, yeah, it's there. I'm just going to. Okay, I'm turning it over to you, God. I know it's there. I believe you. I believe the universe will bring it to me. I just have to believe it and accept it. Does that make sense? Because from a psychic point of view, yes or no, and the answer is yes. It's there. It's not that far off. But you have to be in alignment with what you want, as even a relationship. And I've talked a lot about relationships and things that you have to do to prepare yourself for a relationship. Two key ingredients in that are, A, you have to create the space, the physical space for it. Okay, you have to tell the universe, I'm ready for it. I put a drawer aside for the guy. Okay, I've done the little things that would make it more homey for somebody to be with me. And then the second thing is you have to create the time space for it. If you're busy 24/7, you're never going to have a relationship. So you have to be flexible as to your time. If a guy calls you, man calls you, and let's go out on a date, you can't be so fixed in your schedule that you have to turn it down every time. And I've known people like that. I've absolutely known women who are so fixated on their schedule because they don't want to feel like they're not busy. They can't do dates. Does that make sense? So those are two things to think about, because the universe will give it to you. You just have to be available for it. Okay? It's there. Absolutely, 100%. You'll get a relationship. No question about it. You just have to believe it and align yourself for it. I know this is not the typical answer that most people will get, but that's what I tell people, that you have to be in alignment with it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And here's another key ingredient in that. And I know I'm going off on this subject a little bit, and I'm not trying to pick on you, but this is generally good information for everybody. You have to love yourself first. Truly, deeply love yourself. Okay? Be well.
All right. Okay, bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Yeah, I think people think that, I don't know why people call or what people think this show is about, but it's really about inspiring you to reach with your goals in life. It's really about what spirit the universe would have to say to you about, okay, this is how you get it. It's not about if you can get it. It's about how you can get it. And the only thing, the only qualifier, as I said earlier, is you have to have the capabilities of handling what you want. You know, remember the movie The Secret? And in the movie The Secret, one, I don't know, it might have been Mike Dooley, who I've been reading a lot from lately. And he talked about the idea that the universe is will bring things to you. Well, let me try to phrase something. The idea was, if you really want to have an elephant in your life, sometimes there has to be a delay in time because you don't expect an elephant to plop down in your living room today. And maybe you don't even want an elephant, a real elephant. Maybe you want a lot of miniature elephants because you love elephants. So you have to qualify a little bit with what you want. You have to be able to handle what you want and to some degree be specific. I would like more elephants and pictures of elephants and little statues of elephants. Or I love elephants. Maybe you get a pass to the zoo. So it's really knowing. Okay, let me get into this article. Yeah, let me do this first. I talked a little bit about the mindset, and maybe I'm going to do a little bit more about that, and then I'll let my spirit guides, because I really found this to be an interesting topic, if I can find it. It went away. Sometimes these things go away, and they never come back, right? If I can find it. Again, if I can find it. Okay, right mindset. Okay, there's two different mindsets. Now, I'm sure there's more, but for this particular article, there's two different times. Two different mindset people generally have, a fixed or a growth mindset. Think about that. A fixed or a growth mindset. Individuals with a fixed mindset have generally rigid perspective on their talents and abilities. They believe that their intelligence and talent is fixed, genetic, unchangeable. Now, if you have a fixed mindset, individuals with a growth mindset have an open, more hope-filled perspective on their talents and abilities. They believe that they can learn new things and improve at the areas that they're weak on if they put time into it. I always thought there's kind of limited to that, but I believe that, yeah, you have to be open-minded. You have to have this growth mindset. I can learn more. Regardless of my age, I can learn. I can take on new habits and new hobbies and new interests. I'm willing to grow. And that goes back to what you want to some degree. It does go back to what you want because you have to be open to it. Yeah, I can do that. You have to be kind of passionate about it. Your emotions have to get attached to it. Wow, that feels really good. I really want to do that. I really feel good about having a relationship. And it kind of goes back to the caller. It's this idea that if you're asking for a relationship, you have to feel really good about it. You have to be kind of real positive about it. I know that's hard, especially if you've been on a few dates and, you know, have had some bad relationships. It's hard to get to that place. But the more positive energy that you display about a relationship and having a relationship, the more likely it will happen because the universe will be in alignment with, because it's all a vibrational thing. If you're in a vibrational match with what you want, you will get it. If your vibration about relationships or whatever the subject is a little negative, I'm not sure. You know, I've had some, that would be nice, but I'm not sure about it. Doesn't feels okay. And your reasoning is not quite passionate and desirable feelings about it. Guess what? It gets delayed. It gets put off. It doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like it to. But I could rabble on and on about this topic, and I'm going to let my spirit guides, the spirit group Sarah, talk to you a little bit about this and what they have to say about this manifesting and maybe about relationships. I don't know what they talk about. I channel. I go under. I go away, basically. I hear what's going on, but I'm not. This is not me. I've been doing this so long, I know it's not me. Okay, so I'm going to let them talk to you for a minute. And then we'll get back to the more of the articles about how to visualize what you want. George has hit on a very interesting topic, the topic being manifesting and creating what you want and allowing. See, that's the key word here. And we notice from watching and observing people, humans, that the allowing part is many times not strong enough. Let's accent that a little bit. Let's expand on that a little bit. You asked up for something. You asked for a new job. We'll use that for example. Okay, you're kind of dissatisfied. You're unemployed. You want a new job. And then you ever notice that people, when they first unemployed, in a few days go by, and then they suddenly get excited. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to go out there and get the marketplace. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then their energy starts to drift. Oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah, I don't know if they were going to give me a job. Well, that's been frustrating the last month or two. It's been really tough. So let's go back to this word allowing. Allowing means you're going to maintain to be in the space that allows the universe, source energy, to bring to you what you want. So the state of allowing is a positive energy, positive vibrational mindset and body set. Notice we use two words here, mindset, body set, to allow what you want in your life. Now, we know humans, and we know you get discouraged and you get down in yourselves and you get frustrated. But you can recover. You can move into better feeling places. So part of the allowing thing, the mindset, is being in the state of allowing, feeling good about your life, doing things that feel good, doing things that make you laugh, doing things that are positive in your life. One of the best ways of doing things that open up that allowing state is acts of loving kindness. Now, without describing too much and spending too much time on loving kindness and acts of kindness, just think about the little things that you can do for other people. It's doing for others, the little things, opening a door for somebody, okay? Helping your neighbor clean their house if they're elderly. Doing things for other people, acts of loving kindness, puts you in a state of generosity. Generosity of your soul, your spirit, and sometimes your monetary means. So generosity, giving. Because giving, sharing, doing for others puts you in that allowing state. It opens you up for more. It opens up the flow to receive in your life. Now think about that in a relationship sense for a moment. Let's carry that through. We'll get to the body part in a minute, but let's carry that mental state of generosity, of loving kindness. What kind of person is that? What are you going to attract in a relationship if you're putting that energy out? And what kind of energy is going to be repulsive to you? Well, you're going to attract the same kind of energy. You're going to attract a very kind, loving, generous individual. Like attracts like. That's the adage that people use, but we agree with it. We think there's a lot of truth in that. So being a generous person, showing loving kindness, helping other people, you will create or manifest in your life someone like that. Is that what you want? And what you will be repulsed by, who somebody is just totally selfish. All about them. It's all about me. Nothing else. Just me. I've built this, and I've done this, and I've done that. But if you're a generous person and a loving person and loving kindness, you're going to attract the person like yourself, and you're going to notice really quickly that a person is not displaying those qualities. They're going to ask you first, what would you like? Wow, that's a big question, isn't it? What would you like? What can I do for you? How can I help you? What are the little things that they'll do? Okay. Even on a date, they'll open a door for you. They'll allow you to order first. They'll do things. They'll let you pick the seat in the stadium or in the theater. They'll give you permission to have your choices. They will be secondary. Now, of course, any individual is going to assert themselves when something's really valuable and important to them. Obviously, we know that. We understand that. But when you're seeking a relationship, this may not be important to you. And we just stop and think, maybe this is not important to you. But what 99% of the people that we've ever observed, let's just say 99% of the people, having somebody generous in their life is really important. To be generous and have somebody who's generous in their lives. And generosity could be about generosity about themselves, open about themselves, sharing about themselves. You know, letting a little bit of the skeletons out of the closet, a little bit at a time, so you know the person, you can trust the person. A generous spirit is generous about who they are, maybe things that have gone wrong in their life. Not that they're totally negative, but they want you to know who they are, where they came from, and their weaknesses, their strengths and their weaknesses. Because in a great relation, now we're going off the board here a little bit, and we'll get back to the body thing. In a relationship, it's about cooperative. It's about two people who balance each other out to some degree, two people who bring strengths in and weaknesses into a relationship. And it's about knowing where you can be an assistance to the other person and how they can be assistance and being open to that, being vulnerable, exposing yourself to your weaknesses. So when you're looking for a partner, that's really important, isn't it? Having somebody who's vulnerable. And it doesn't hurt to get into that right away in that discussions. You don't need to go 6 months and find out the person is really selfish. It's all about them. They never talk about themselves and never talk about their fears and their desires. No. So think that about that in a relationship situation, whatever kind of work relationship, family relationship, love relationship, whatever relationship, it's important for that generosity of who you are, sharing who you are is so important. And looking for that quality in other people and manifesting that in another person. So what you're telling the universe, oh, this is what I want in a person. I want somebody who's generous, somebody who expresses loving kindness, somebody who's open about themselves. And we would say that from our perspective to you, that should be really high on the list. Really high on the list. Because we've observed that relationships break down because people are not honest about themselves and don't communicate who they are and what their needs are and also their strengths and weaknesses. You can't help somebody if you don't know what their weakness is, right? You don't know what they need help. You can't help them. And if they're so rigid about themselves. So a lesson for humanity, all of humanity, is to express love. Love yourself enough to be able to be vulnerable enough to express, ask for help, and show weakness. And you'll get help. Okay, enough of that. The body. Okay, what were we going to say about the body? Now, we've gone off on a tangent here. We always do because we love to share a lot of things with, from our perspective to you about if observing humans, what we feel that humans will better themselves by doing in a lot, 99% of the time, it's about love or certain aspects of the word love, certain definitions of the word love, okay? Just demonstrating more love. 99% of the time, that would benefit all of you. We won't get into the 1%, but the body itself. See, what about the body? It's the response of the body, the intelligence of your body, the intelligence of your emotions through your body. Don't you feel your emotions in your body? Don't you feel joy? Don't you feel exhilaration? Don't you feel fear? Don't you feel all of these things? So your body is telling you the emotion that's going on, and it's paying attention to the body. What is that emotion you're displaying? When you talk about creating and manifesting, let's say a partner, or a new car, or a home, or a new job, what is the initial emotion attached to that? When you ask, what is the emotion that's attached to that? Is it joy? Is it appreciation? Is it gratitude? Is it love? Oh, I love that. I love to be in a relationship. I love to be around somebody who understands me. And I so appreciate the opportunity of being with somebody. It just feels so good to be with somebody who loves me. Or, you know, I need a relationship. You know, how do you feel? Are you positive? Is your vibration high? Is your energy high when you're asking the question or when you're thinking about a relationship? Or one more step on this, either job, relationship, any experience that you want to change, right? Do you fall back in an old experience? Do you immediately go fall back in an old experience? The man who broke your heart, the woman who broke your heart, the person who walked out on you. Is that where you fall back on? Is that emotion? Immediately you ask, you fall back on that one. And that's what you're going to create. That's the emotion that you're going to create. You're putting an emotion out that you want to recreate. The job. Oh, yeah, this job was so frustrating. So, or do you appreciate the certain aspects of the job that you really like, but you want to expand those aspects? I really love doing what I do, and I love doing that in a really safe, supportive, creative environment. Okay, take a bit of what you've had that's really good and expand on that. Well, I really love my last. What I loved about my last relationship is the fact that we travel. I love to travel, and he had the opportunity to travel, or she had the opportunity to travel, and it was so joyous to be able to travel. And I want to replicate because that felt so good to be able to travel. Okay, simple. So, if you're gonna fall back on an old relationship, don't get into the negative, all the problems, the fighting, the difficulties, the arguing over money, the arguing over this, the he would never communicate, she didn't understand me. Don't go there. Just leave that stuff alone. Pick out the stuff that feels really good. You love to travel. We love to travel. We had the funds and the money to travel a lot. We did it. Don't fall back on the negative. Expand on, yeah, I really appreciated that, the opportunity to travel with a partner. And then maybe you expand it, but you'd love to share a partner. I would appreciate the opportunity to have a partner that I can travel with who, okay, was very loving, very generous, very kind, very always looked out for both of our interests, always tried to put me first when it was appropriate. Okay, got it? So that's our point today. So, when you're visualizing what you want from the universe, from source, be clear that it's really positive. Be clear that you feel really good about it. Pick out the things that feel good. Use that body. Use the emotions to test what you're asking about. If you're asking for something, how does it feel? And where do you immediately go to? Negative experiences in the past? Or something that felt really good that you want to replicate. Always go there. Always. Every time. And expand on it. Expand on it. Visualize the outcome that you want, when it feels really good. We understand from our perspective that you're going to have problems and difficulties and challenges. That's built into the human experience. That's part of your growth, is to work through problems and challenges. That's why you're on the planet Earth at that time. But the joy of working through a problem is amazing. The joy of relying on source energy to bring you a solution, and you got that aha moment, I got it, I know what I'm going to do, and that feels so good. God, universe, source, whatever you want to label you want to attach on, wants you to feel good, wants you to live a happy, joyous life. But you need to be in alignment with a happy, joyful experience. And you need to find things in your life that bring you joy and stick with those and stay with those. And don't fall back on the negative. Don't fall back on the negative experiences and the negative emotions. All that's going to do is attract more of those negative experiences and negative emotions. And if it's a small kernel of feel good, expand on it, grow it. Take that kernel, take that little seed and make it an oak tree of feel good. Okay? Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Whoa, they went on and on, didn't they? Beautiful session. Thank you. Okay, so what are we doing? We didn't get into the articles. I guess Spirit pretty much summarized it, right? Seek things that feel good. And when you look back at old relationships, pick out the kernels that are feel good that you want to replicate, and that's what you ask for. I guess that's what I would get out of it. What did I enjoy about a relationship? And look, you know, each experience teaches you something new and something that you enjoy. You get 5 relationships, so what is one really good thing from about each relationship that you want to replicate in a new one? So thank you, guys. I love you. I will be back on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.